The Public Intervenor's Office was an independent arm of the State Justice Department. The lawyers helped citizens with environmental disputes and occasionally sued state agencies for alleged environmental violations. Republican Governor Tommy Thompson and GOP legislative leaders greatly weakened the position 8 years ago, and the office was eventually abolished. Thompson argued that environmental groups and citizens could raise enough money to hire green-minded lawyers. That's occasionally happened in the last few years, but State Representative Spencer Black, a Madison Democrat, says some of the private attorneys don't have all the power the interveners did.
The public intervener was granted under state law standing to intervene in these cases. In some of these cases since then, the courts have ruled that the lawyers hired by citizens groups, and usually they have to scrap to get even the money together to do that, don't have this kind of standing, the ability to bring these cases. The benefit of the public intervener was not so much going to court. They had that right, was they rarely used it. Because they had this special standing, they were often able to negotiate agreements and intervene early on in the process.
Black says he would not seek new money for the intervener, but would have the Justice Department reallocate one or two of its current positions. Governor Doyle and some hunting and fishing groups have been on record in favor of bringing back the public intervener. But unless the various groups work together, some key Republicans in the GOP-controlled legislature will likely block the bill. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.